people connect, families grow, lives are changed. People connect, families grow, lives are changed.
We just started this new series called Picture This, but before I get started in the sermon, I got a joke to tell you. You all ready for a joke, aren't you? This gal, she gets on the bus, you know, she got her little baby, and she gets on, and the bus driver just doesn't have good sense. He looks, and he says, "Man, that is the ugliest baby I've ever seen in my life." And she freaks out and goes and sits to the back of the bus, and she's huffing and puffing, sits down, and the guy next to her said, "Man, what's the matter?" She said, "That bus driver just really insulted me and hurt my feelings." He said, "That is ridiculous. It's a problem in America. People don't stand up for their rights. You go to the front of that bus and you tell that guy what for. Here, I'll hold your puppy." Look at your neighbor and say, "I'll hold your puppy." All right? Okay. Actually, that joke could kind of segue into my thought today, which is focus. Just because somebody says something bad to you doesn't mean it's true. If you're born in a garage, it doesn't make you a car. Isn't that right? If kittens are born in an oven, it doesn't make them biscuits. It doesn't really matter what they say. Your focus can get off real quick. And my goal for you today is to help bring clarity to what God is doing in you right now to stay focused on the bigger picture, to move forward to the life that God has for you. It's all about what you focus on. Here, I have a picture and you can't see it, and I don't know really when I'm going to let you see the picture, but maybe at some point during the talk today, I'm going to show, well, okay, or we could show you now. It's no big deal. But it could come in and out of focus, right? Boom, there's my family. There they are out of focus. There they are in focus. Have you ever done that eye exam where they say better, worse, better, worse? Go on, done that? And don't you love the glaucoma test where they go, oh. It's all about focus. Now, oftentimes, it's not necessarily that we're focusing on bad things. We're just focusing on the wrong things at the wrong time. This beautiful family that I have here yesterday, the one right next to me, my wife, Nicole, she came downstairs, and I was studying, and I was writing the sermon, right? She came downstairs and said, "Oh, man, I had a bad dream. I need you to hold me. I had a bad dream that my ex-husband came back, and I just need to look at you and make sure you're not him." 16 years, right? But, you know, you got to do the whole deal where you hug her and you love her and you hold her and all that stuff that you got to do as a man, because there's times you want to do what you want to do. And that's a whole other sermon. And I would invite you to a relationship conference coming up soon, and we will talk about that. Then, okay, that's done. Now, my son, he comes up. My son and daughter, they got married, and they have a beautiful home on a golf course 5 miles from our place, but they don't live there. They do never stay there. They actually went ahead and rented it out to some people because they love to live with us. So they live with us. And they love it, and we love them. So now Austin comes upstairs for his cup of coffee. Now he wants to talk. Now I realize now they're talking together. So guess what? It's not that I'm not doing something good. I'm focusing on my family, but I really need to focus on my job right now. So I went upstairs. When I went upstairs, there's my daughter. She's waking up. "Dad." Boom. There is an hour of time that I was really focused. I was really drilling down on this sermon. So really today, if the sermon's bad, it's their fault. Just send them an email. I had to click something in me to focus. Time management, focus. Where you're going to be 5 years from now, focus. During this series of the next few weeks on Picture This, it's all about focus and focusing on not just good things, but focusing on the right thing at the right time. Philippians 3, verse 12. "I do not mean to say that I've already achieved these things, that I've already reached perfection, but I do press on to possess the perfection which Christ in Jesus has possessed for me. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it all, but I focus." Everybody shout, "I focus." One more time, like you had breakfast. What? "I focus on one thing, forgetting the things that are behind and pressing forward to what lies ahead. I focus." Now, I know one thing for sure, that you cannot focus and be the best you that you can be if you're continually focused on the old you that you were. You cannot continue to be who you were and who you want to be. Something has to change, which in reality is your focus. Anytime focus is broken, it takes a while. When I was creating the sermon, it takes a while to get back in focus. Now, if you study and research has proven this, that if you're doing email and you're working on email, but then you go ahead and get off email for a minute and you focus on Facebook for a second, it'll take you 15 minutes to get back in the rhythm of that because your focus was broken. With athletes, it's about the focus. When you took magnifying glass. This is like a game, right? It sounds like the magnifying glass, if really focused, can ignite the leaf because it has clarity of focus. And that's really what life is about, is to focus on the right stuff so you produce more right. Focus on the wrong stuff, you produce more of what you don't want. You hear me say oftentimes, you get what you brag on. So focus on not only bragging on other people to bring out the best in them, but bragging on you. Be comfortable with you. Now, if you focus on what you're not, I'm bad, then the devil will come and say, yep, you are bad. Not the Michael Jackson, woo, bad, good kind. The bad as in, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good. David, you're no good. And then the other demon will say, come on and say it again. You're no good, you're no good, you're no. And then you find yourself in an emotional state focused on you, saying stuff like this. I've said this. God, just tell me what's wrong with me. God, just tell me what's wrong with me. And then you look in a mirror. Oh, look at that. God, why, God? What's wrong with me? And you know good and well you don't want God to really tell you. Come on, raise your old nasty hand in here today. You don't want God to tell you. You don't want to know the truth. You can't handle the truth. When we ask people, when I ask you, hey, how was my sermon today? I don't want the truth. I can't handle the truth. My ego can't handle the truth. You all know you don't want the truth. But really, the truth does set you free. As in, stop focusing on you're no good. The Bible didn't say focus on you. It said focus on him. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Focus on the good part. If you lose a pound, if you gain a pound, I'm going to freak you out right now. Don't focus on that. Focus on being healthy. See, here at the church, people ask me, well, how did you grow the church? First of all, I didn't do it. The Lord brought the increase. But here's what I do. I never focus on growing the church big. I focused on having a healthy church because healthy things grow. Healthy children grow. Healthy plants grow. Healthy marriages grow. Healthy mindsets grow. Negativity brings negativity, but when we do what the Bible said, well, let's look at it again and see what it said. Paul said, I haven't achieved it all, but I focus one thing. I focus on one thing, and that is forgetting the past. Now, the past will either sour you or empower you. I can either stay out of focus or I can really get in focus on what's important. If Nicole would have focused on her bad relationship, and it was so bad, she's dreaming, having bad dreams about this guy 16 years later. Now, all that does for me is realizes I got this girl right where I want her. She needs me. I'm her man. She's my lady. I'm your lady. You are my man. You can tell how old I am by the music I give you, right? Uh-huh. Now, I do know some new stuff. I'm bringing booty back. Come on now. Okay, so I want to let you know, I do listen to radio, okay? I'm not stuck in the 80s, but I do like it because that's when music was good. That's when we had Journey. Come on, somebody. We had Air Supply, and we had Chicago. Oh, yeah. We had Bryan Adams. Whew, let's just thank God right now for the 80s guy. think you got for parachute pants, bi-level haircuts, huh? Pagers. Anybody remember that? And a bag phone. Well, hang on, I got to focus on my message. You're distracting me. But she could have been soured, but instead she was empowered. And she said, wait a minute, just because I married the wrong guy doesn't mean that I'm not going to marry the right guy. Sour you or empower you? I was married before. I got married young, 18 years old. It was puppy love. Puppy love leads to a dog's life. I don't know if you know that or not. And then I got divorced, and I don't know if you heard about this, but the divorced Barbie comes with all kin stuff. So now I'm broke, living in a basement apartment, never thinking that I'm going to live again or love again. But then I changed my focus, and I thought, man, I've been married for 8 years. I've wasted 8 years of my life. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. And then I changed my state. I changed my focus, and I said, I'm going to take my life back. Instead of these comfort foods, which I love because it just feels good to eat stuff when I get sad. God, you're quiet today. Anybody in here ever lost your mind and ate way too much ice cream? You kept scooping, but then you got so depressed you went back and said, screw it, I'm wasting calories here walking back and forth. Just give me the tub. And you sit down and you got it all up on your sleeve because you're shoving down. Don't look at me like you don't know. I can tell by the extra chubbage like I have that you have done this. You share in my pain. But I changed my focus and I said, I wasted 8 years of my life and I wanted to have kids and I wanted to enjoy my life. And then all of a sudden I said, I'm going to take my life back. I changed my focus. I'm going to lose weight. How am I going to do that? I'm going to get healthy. I'm not going to try to lose weight. I'm going to get healthy. So I'm going to stop eating French fries, and I'm going to stop eating this fried food, and I'm going to walk every day. I'm going to drink loads and loads of water. In fact, you know this. You're not drinking enough water if you don't go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. You lose weight by drinking water just because of the travel that you do. And then I got back out. I changed my focus, and I went to a party. I don't know why I keep saying it, but now Ricky Nelson just hit my mind. I went to a garden party. Come on, sing it with me. Everyone knew. Some of the younger guys are like, what? Google it. I went to the party. I felt pretty good about me. I had my self-confidence back because if you feel bad about you and you're a loser, you're going to attract losers. But if you feel like a winner, you will attract love. I saw Nicole. She saw me. I was thinking, I'm going to marry her. She was thinking I was just another guy. She didn't know I wasn't just another guy. I was her man. I was going to change her life. I was going to be the father of her son. I was going to actually have a child with her. I was going to start a church with her. She didn't know my plans, but by God, I knew my plans. As soon as I saw her, I knew, I'm going to marry you, girl. If you like it, then you should have put a... Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm preaching today. Now, I know people watching on television right now are like, is he a preacher? Here in St. Louis, they call me a ministainer, part minister and part entertainer. I'm here to have fun and let you know that it's okay to have fun. It's okay to go to church and have fun. And maybe the last time you went to church, it wasn't fun, so that's why you didn't go to church. I want to change your focus. Jesus is a happy Jesus. He's not a mad, sad Jesus. He's a glad, happy Jesus that you are going to be free. Live the life of your dreams in 2015. Lose the weight. Accelerate the dream. And if he did it for me, he can do it for you. Here's the scripture for you. He's not a respecter of persons. So I changed my focus. I met Nicole. Now, I wanted a kid. She has an 8-year-old boy. Who's got his big people teeth and his little people teeth? He comes up to me and he says, after we had dated for a while, he goes, can I spend the night at your house? Sure. If you get the calf, you get the cow. Y'all didn't pick that. See, I didn't chase her, I chased Chucky. You get Chucky.
You get lucky. Come on, somebody. Some people are going, well, I never. Well, with an attitude like that, you never will. You need to be happy.
You get chucky, you get lucky. Oh, I don't even know where this stuff comes from. It could be the Holy Ghost and it could be the devil. I don't know.
So now, we get married. I got an 8-year-old son. I never had to change a diaper. I never went to terrible twos. He was old enough to take out the trash. He comes to me and said, can I call you Papa? I'm like, go ahead. Your mama calls me Big Daddy. Call me what you want. Call me! Call me! Now, I celebrated his 25th birthday yesterday, and he lives in our house, yet very successful, college graduate of many degrees, yet at the end of his trail, he said, I love my dad who lives in Dallas, but I'm staying with my father. I'm called to preach. I'm telling you, it couldn't work out better. Somebody ought to be happy for us. If it can happen to me, it can happen to you, but you gotta change your focus. What are you focusing on? What didn't happen? St. Paul again. I focus on one thing. Matthew 14, 22. Jesus tells his disciples, go to the boat, you're going to the other side. I'm going to the mountaintop because I need to essentially regain my focus. You guys are driving me crazy. We got a lot of stuff going on. Stephen just got stoned. There's a lot. Why don't you guys go out on the boat and I'll catch up with you. They go out in the boat in the middle of the night, and now Jesus has regained his focus. He begins to walk on the water. They're in the boat and they say, dude, are you seeing what I'm seeing right now? No, man, we've got to stop telling those stupid ghost stories because this is really freaky. There is a guy walking on the water right now. Then Peter says, Lord, is it you? And he says, Jesus, yes, it is me. Then he says, bid me to come. He says, come. He steps out of the boat because he had proper focus. He was focused on Jesus, not the fact that you can't walk on water. He stepped out of the boat, and God might be asking you right now to step out, start the business, step out and trust again, step out and love again. Maybe everything that's going wrong in your life is really primarily because we've lost focus. Now it says that while he's walking on the water, he sees the wind. Uh-oh, break of focus. Sees the wind, and the wind was boisterous, and his mind and his eyes got off of Jesus, and they got on the problem, and it says he began to sink. You don't begin to sink when you go in the water. You just go. Somebody didn't know that. So he began to sink. And then Jesus looks at him, and a lot of preachers say, he looked at him and said, where is your faith? Oh, ye of little faith. No, I know Jesus, and Jesus said it like this. Where's your faith? Where'd you put your faith, dude? Where's your faith? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, God. My faith is on you. And then it says they both stepped back into the boat. Jesus grabbed him, but it doesn't say that Jesus carried him in the boat. My God, you loser, look at you. Water everywhere, you're drowning like this. This is crazy. Don't ever try to walk on water again unless you got your floaties on. No, it says they both stepped into the boat. So here's one thing I want you to focus on. Focus on the fact that Jesus did not condemn him when he began to sink. Jesus said, come, where's your faith? Your faith needs to be me. Where's your focus? Watch this. Focus is good. Focus is bad. Focus is good. Focus is bad. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Focus. So the big question is here today, wherever you're watching around the world, where is your focus? Now, let's change gears. Same focus, different school of thought. probably 16, 17, 18 years ago, I was a new pilot. And I needed to take, my dad had this airplane, and I needed to get it from St. Louis to Tulsa, Oklahoma, because the autopilot had failed, and it needed to get fixed, and Tulsa was the avionics place that needed fixes. I know it needs to be there at 8:30 in the morning, which means I need to leave when it's dark 30, so therefore I made some calls to flight service, and they said, yes, it is clear below 8,000, scattered to 8 to 10,000. So I knew if I stayed at 3,000, I'm not going to hit a cloud bank, no problem, because at that point, I'm not IFR certified, which means I'm not certified to deal with these meteorological conditions where you can't see and you're really subject to vertigo, and that's where a lot of people die. Remember JFK, he died because vertigo. He thought he was turning when really he thought he was level. He's all confused because you can't lean to your mind up there. You have to follow what does the instrument say. So I had a friend of mine, and we got in the plane really early. I'm a new pilot. Now you must remember there are old pilots and bold pilots, but no old bold pilots. We climb up, it's dark, boom, we go into a cloud bank. I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm with this guy. You can imagine his story because it's got to be a lot more impressive than mine. I just started saying, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. I mean, no, he's probably going, oh, Jesus. Ah. You'd never want to hear your pilot say, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. Or singing again, Jesus, take the wheel. So I had the presence of mind to have a little bit of training, and I kept watching my gauges, and I flew out of the cloud bank, and then I could see the airport again because I knew I needed to turn to 180, turn back, boom, I landed. Now we chilled, sun came up, flew down there, got it fixed. Now I realize because of my past failure, because of my pain, I have to really focus on getting instrument certified, so therefore I hired an instructor. The instructor that I hired was a corporate commercial pilot for a major airlines. I hired him. We get up in the clouds one day, real atmospheric situation, no goggles, no foggles. This is real. And as soon as we got into it, the clouds, he goes, give me that bag. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It's like he's having a panic attack because he is uncomfortable in these situations. Now, as you might imagine, now I've had two bad situations. And wouldn't you know that until probably just 2 or 3 years ago, every time I would go into the clouds, it's now half of my life, I pastor in St. Louis, pastor in Florida. There's a whole lot of flying going on. And at some point, I had to focus and go, hang on, the plane doesn't know if we're in the clouds or we're in the clear. It's me, and I have to divert to my training, and I have to have proper training. The point is, though, is that sometimes there can be things in your life that really scar you. And till 2 years ago, year 9, year 10, year 11, I'd still go, oh, man, I don't like this. I hate this. There's been a lot of times I've landed in Atlanta. I've landed in Shreveport, Louisiana. I've landed in Bowling Green, Kentucky. If I thought the weather was bad, I've went and landed at a remote airport and hired somebody to fly back with me. You IFR certified? Yeah, let me see your hours. Let me see your log. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll give you $300. Fly me back to St. Louis and then figure out how to get home. I'll buy you a ticket, drive home. But they don't, are you serious right now? Yeah, yeah, yeah. How many hours? I got 1,000 hours in this type. You've only got 30 hours, but I need somebody there because I had a really bad experience. And the Bible says, lo, I will be with you always. Get it? Lo, not high. It didn't work. It's okay. It's all right. The point being is you can have something happen that really sours you, scars you, and freaks you out. But back to St. Paul, what did he say? The one thing I focus on, I forget the thing that happened back then. Forget about what didn't happen. Forget about what should have happened. Forget about what could have happened, because the way to really accelerate the life of your dreams is to not focus on the bad stuff, focus on the good stuff. And here I am now, 17 years later, and I live with all these beautiful people. I have a contract that Nicole signed that she has to be with me the rest of her life. What are you focusing on? What's the focus? Proverbs 5 says, my son, stay focused, listen to wisdom I have gained, give attention to what I have learned about life. I love that. Give attention, focus on what I've learned about life. Now, let me tell you something here. I'm 45 years old, and I know what you're thinking. Oh, my gosh, I didn't think you were a day over 44, and I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot to me. And the reason why, especially on television, is because we make them keep the focus soft, and so, therefore, they're not really focused. Anybody like me and you got all kinds of stuff you didn't have back in the day? Come on now. All these cracks. Some of you, that's the good thing about it in life. God dims your vision at the same time that he allows things to drop. Isn't that right? Huh? You're like, you still look good, baby. When I don't have my contacts on. So, focus, he's saying, on the wisdom, Proverbs 5, that I have learned through life. So sitting on the court, watching 12,000 members of this church over the last 10 years has really given me a lot of life experience. I can, and you probably can too, if you're in a management position, be with somebody in the matter of 5 minutes and kind of ascertain where they're at, where they're going, what they're thinking about, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So really today, maybe you might be thinking, why is this sermon different? Because here's what happens. A lot of preachers, and it's okay, it's all right, but a lot of preachers focus on the history of the church. Let me tell you the history of the church. I can tell you the history of the church, and I love the history of the church, but most of the time I found that people are like, I'd like to learn about the history of the church, but at first I just want to figure out how to not kill my husband. That's really high on my priority list because I don't want to go to jail. I really want to learn to live the life of my dreams. So if you go to a church where they're always preaching history, his story, that's great, but I like to bring practical application, Proverbs 5, saying, hey, let's focus on the wisdom that we have gained together and collectively say, that doesn't work. If you put your finger in a light socket, it'll be shocking. If you try to dry your hair while you wash your hair, there's a tag on there because somebody had wisdom and they go, this never works. You cannot take this electrical device in the bathtub. It will kill you. My people perish because of a lack of knowledge. So the wisdom that you're hearing here when you go to Faith Church in St. Louis or Faith Church in Palm Beach or globally watching online, what you're doing is you get practical information that gives you power that keeps you centered, focused, laser beam accuracy so you can ignite the fire that God has on the inside of you. That's what we do here. Come on, give God praise for it. Now, I'm almost done, but I want to read here from my buddy's book, Joel. Known Joel for years and years and years now. Joel is exactly the way he is on TV. Just nice, sweet guy, optimistic. Check this out. Don't let a negative expectation limit your life. A young man told me, I don't want to expect too much. That way, if it doesn't happen, I won't go to bed disappointed. That's no way to live. If you're not expecting increase and promotion and good breaks, you're not releasing your faith. Therefore, it doesn't cost God to act on your behalf. Expect a breakthrough. And if it doesn't happen, then you can go to bed disappointed. When God told me to start a church in Palm Beach, I thought, man, Palm Beach. He said, yeah, I need a faith Holy Ghost preacher in Palm Beach to preach the word and reach lost people. There's a lot of great churches there, but I want you. You have a specific voice and an imprint that nobody else can leave. I want you to go to Palm Beach. And I remember talking to Joel about it. We were at his house. And oftentimes we'll go back over where he studies in his little office area. And I said, Joel, that's what I'm thinking about doing. And he said these words. He said, you know what I love about you? And I'm like, I don't know, but tell me. I love it that there's something you love about me. He goes, this is what I love about you. You would rather try and fail than not try at all. So, you know, it would just be your pride that kept you back saying, what if we fail? Well, what if we succeed? And that's my big question to you today. What are you focused on? Are you focused on your pride? And if I step out and I fail, I'll be embarrassed. Who cares? If you don't do it, you'll never know. What if I go to bed disappointed? You're going to go to bed anyway. You might as well go disappointed, or you might as well go, oh, you know, here's the bottom line. Our church on Palm Beach is blowing up. Hundreds and hundreds of people are coming on Thursday night at Palm Beach Lakes High School, and they're saying, hey, I was suicidal, and God delivered me. Hey, I have all the money in the world, but I had no happiness. Hey, I'm over here, and I've got this, I've got that, or I lost this, I lost that. And it's just this conglomerate, beautiful stew of people who say, I didn't go to church, or I was at a dead church, or I didn't feel like that was my church. And then they went to Palm Beach Lakes High School, which is not a church, which allows me to sing my songs so it doesn't offend people, because I can say, we're not at church, we're in a high school. All kinds of stuff goes on up in here. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let me ask you a question here today, and you watching. How many of y'all, even at home and here, would raise your hand and say, Pastor, you were talking straight to me. Raise your hand. I know I was. A sheep know my voice, and a stranger that I follow. Pray this prayer. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to help me in this new direction that I'm heading. And I receive your son Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. And my focus now is on you and what you have done, not what I've done, and what you're going to do in my future. In Christ's name we pray. And everyone said, Amen. Give the Lord a hand for his work. God.
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.
People connect, families grow.